Yeah, we're holding a daf nun test on Amud Aleph. Okay, and last more just was my teya. What does teya mean? So it says on Rabbi Yehuda on top of nun test that says ikra de marisa. That means the root of some bitter vegetable. That's what teya was. Yeah. So it says on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said like this that haiman di ochal tilso tikli chalsis. If somebody eats three tiklis of this type of a vegetable, some type of a vegetable, I'm not sure what it is, but somebody eats tlosa takli chilsis, alibi rekona, and either on an empty stomach, so ishno mishtalach mashchei, that his skin will like come off him, his skin will come off, mishtalach mashchei. Rashi says, nifshat oirei, his skin will come off, shachilsis mechamamasai, it warms you up miyoi, and you get a fever from it, and from that your skin comes off. So you got to be careful not to eat three pieces of this type of a vegetable. Omer Rabbi said that v'didi by me have yuvd. It once happened like this. V'achli chad tikla chalfisa. That he only ate one stalk of this chalfisa. And v'loy diyasvi v'maya. If it wasn't for the fact that he was in water. Is mishtalach mashchei, and Echnami, he said he would have lost his skin even just beating one. Rashi says the yasiv b'mayim means the karatzmi. If it wasn't for the fact he was sitting in water, he would have lost his skin. And the kiyamta b'yatzma, like he was mekayim with himself, the pasuk says hachochma techayi b'leom, that somebody is smart will keep himself alive. In other words, he stopped eating. He didn't eat more than just one. After one, he stopped right away. Yeah. Omer Rav Yosef, Yosef says, Haiman diachlo shisusa deya. Whoever eats 16 eggs, Haiman diachlo shisre bey, if he ate 16 eggs, viyaboyam guzi, and eat 40 nuts, viyaboyam guzi. Not sure, Pasha means 40. Viyaboyam guzi. I mean four nuts, the shev butisa, and eat seven butisa, whatever that another type of vegetable, something that grows. He eats seven of those. The pork shev butisa the porchi, yeah. The shosi reviyasa the dubsha, and he drinks a quarter of a lug of honey. He drinks reviyas the dubsha of honey. But kufas tamas, he does this in the summer. Alibere kona on an empty stomach. So misakra, if he does this, so misakre talia deliver. They'll have some heart problems. They'll have a heart attack. Something will happen to his heart. Rashi says talia deliver kolika chiba liba nekar. His heart will be displaced. Kogoyin the ochle lekuv eats all these things. Shit, he's gonna have heart problems. Mor says what the hu bar tfiya. There was a young deer, who bar tfiya, the yosel of Eresh Kalusa. They brought it in front of Eresh Kalusa. Yeah, a young deer. To have a mitzvah carrying basraisa, that its back legs were broken. So Bodke checked them out, Rav checked it out, Bitzuma Sagidim. He checked out by these veins that are there by the knee of the leg. And he saw none of those veins that Tzumas Agidim were not broken. But since they were not broken, Enechnami, therefore he passed them to his kosher. Passed them to his viachshri. So he also okay. So Sovu Lemechu Minei B'yumso. He thought if so, he was about to eat it. Yesovu Lemechu Minei B'yumso. So Omulei Shmuel said back to him, Loichai Yishma Linikurei. Aaron, don't you worry about Nikur, like who says it was taken out? No. Lachur Shema L'Nikurei. Rashi says, you want it to be Yomtz? Rashi says, Ein Etzli Kokach. It wasn't roasted that much in the Tanner. El Amol Chemir was just salt a lot. That's Leia Kold Wal Gecholim. And he roasted a little bit on the coals. That's where he wanted it to smeet. They said back to him, weren't you afraid of Nikur? Rashi says, Shem Manosh Kanochish. Weren't you afraid that maybe it's a snake fit into this piece of meat? Yeviasuri Mishum Skanasafashus. And if so, it should be also Mishum Sakanasafashus. So how could you eat from this meat? How could you eat from this deer? So Amulei said, that pin is so maita kante. So Nechtami, what should I do about this? How could I be misakin it then? So he said, Noisfei betanura. So he said, then you should put it into an oven. Diyu bodik nafshei. It'll be bodik itself. Not like boys, let it roast out well. It'll be bodik itself. Rashi says, mielov. I mean to say that if it has poison in it, so, like it'll come out by itself. So Isvei, Hitaka, put this piece of meat into the oven and let it roast there well. And Nofil Tulchi Tulchi, that it fell into pieces, the piece of meat by itself fell into pieces. That's the proof that there was poison inside it. That's what he meant to say, check it out first. So now Kori Shmuel Alei, Shmuel called upon this person that Shmuel Kori Shmuel Alei the Rav, called upon the Rav, Lo Yuna Let Tzadik Kol Oven. That nothing will happen bad to a tzaddik. And since he was a tzaddik, Hashem didn't let anything bad happen to him. And Kori Rav Ledi Shmuel, Rav called about Shmuel, that Kol Roz, Lo Yunas Lecho, like Hashem does not hold back any secrets from you. Like a tzaddik like you know how to do this. So kids, so that's this way. He advised this on this deer. He had to be afraid maybe he was bitten by a snake. I'm not sure why. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Simone Behema V'chaya Nemer Minatera. The Simone of an animal in a chaya, Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Zoy Sachaya. The Pasuk says, clearly the Simonim. The Simoni Oif Le Nemru. The Simonim of a bird. What's kosher? The Torah doesn't say. Abul Omru Chom, the Chom says like this, that Kol Oif HaDurus. Any bird that is Durus, that seizes you, Durus Tomei, that's a Tomei bird. That's the thing. Rashi says, HaDurus means Oichas Bitsiponov. It grabs hold of it with its nails. It grabs up what it eats. So that's a proof that's oif tummy. Now, kol sheyesh le'etzba yisera, anything that has any bird that has an extra toe to it, or else for zefek has an extra crop, or else for kukabonoi, or else has an extra kukabin, that's a type of a stomach inside the chicken. Now, that's also simonim, that's no good. Rashi says, etzba yisera means u'etzba agvoye shachur yetzboyis. Yeah, these things are also proof. It says, oif tummy. Now, niklaf tor. If it's... No, I think what it means like this, these are all simonim tyra. Well, again, kol sheyesh le'etzba yisera. If it has an extra etzba, so the oif is still kosher. V'zefak, if it has an extra crop, it's also kosher. The kurkavon niklaf. And if it's kurkavon is niklaf, that means that the kurkavon, that the kiss, that the protection around it could be peeled off it. It could be peeled off from the bus with your hand without cutting it. And that's a simis neif torhu. That's from the Mishnah. Yes, kol tor. We have blessed and tzadikai mer. Is again the kol sheish etzvi seir. If it has this extra leg, the extra finger above the other ones, or else the bird has a zefek, or else it has kukapon and niklof. That's tor. These are simonim of a neif tor. We have Lezer ben Tzadik Leimer, Kol Oif HaChulik Es Raglav Tomei. Anytime the bird divides its feet, if it's Chulik Es Raglav, that's a simon that it's Tomei. That means Shemamidus, if you put it, let's say, on a chut, it's a string, so it's Chulik. One goes on this side, the other one goes on that side. That's a simon that's a knife Tomei. That's called HaChulik, like it divides its legs in half. Or the Chagovim, what about a grasshopper? Chagovim, Kol sheyesh le arba raglayim, if it has four legs to it, v'yaba kenafayim, and four wings to it, v'akrusalayim, that's also a type of wings, the bigger ones, the krusalayim, the two long ones, that's near, next to its neck, we'll see in the Gemara. These are also money tyra. O kenaf of chayfim es ruvay, and its wings cover up most of its body. That's called the chagovim d'ratoh. Rabbi Yisim Yossi says, Ushmoy Chogov, that's his name is Chogov. This type of a grasshopper is tor. Uvadog, and what about by fish? Kol sheyesh lo snapa dekakeshes. If it has fins and scales, then it's kosher. We are against what Yehuda even said what? Shnei kashkashim snapa rechlet enough. Now what are they? V'yelu hein kashkashim, what are the kaskaskin? Hakfuyim boy. That's like the scales on the body itself. That's called kashkashim. So you have to have at least two of them. Was not pirim, that's the fins, that's a perch, but that's what it swims with. So it has to have at least one fin and at least two scales on the body. Yeah. That's the simonim of a dog. So these are the simonim of things that are Torah. A chutz from a bird, it says the Torah doesn't give simoni of Torah. Another more says, Tana Rabbonim, Elu hein simoni behema. These are simonim of a behema. Kol behema mafresas parasa. If it has hooves, if the hooves are cut, that's a simon. That's it's a knife. It's a behema tohira. Yeah. First parasa. Kol behema shemala gera. If the behema is also chews its cut, shemala gera is b'yedua shein lo shinayim lamala. It doesn't have teeth above, and therefore tohira. Therefore, its Torah doesn't have any upper teeth, and therefore it's clean. Yeah. Look, for the more klolu, is this a klal, the regomo, the camel, the malagera, a camel is malagera, chooses cut, the aimlo shinaim lamala, doesn't have any teeth above, and still the tome, still tome. So my answer is yes, gomo nivi isle. A gomel, a camel, has some teeth, it has nivi, it has something there. Rashi says, nivi means shnei shinaim yesh lamala. It has two teeth on top. Achaz kam achaz mikan. The gam besusa, most of the same thing, heni korum. Apa bishabi shinaim yesh loy, still it has two. The mice said there are like two teeth there, two things on top. Yeah. So we're in Sia. For more of a ray ben gomel, it's a small camel. The nivi nami lester, with a small camel, Rashi says, beyond the cut and ain't nivi. It doesn't have these two teeth on top until it grows, and still is treif. For yard hare shofon, for yard nevis, you have a rabbit. The malas gera, these animals are also malagera that she was cut. V'yesh lem shneim lamala, utumeim, and it has two teeth lamala and still is tamei. So what's the kasha? It says v'yesh lo shneim lamala, utumeim. He said the kol beim shemalas gera, the yedui shno, it doesn't have two teeth lamala and therefore it's Torah. So kasha says no, the shofen and the nevis, we know clearly yom malagera, and they have these two teeth on lamala and the tumeim. For yod, another question is shinayim miksiva biraisa. The Torah doesn't talk about this business of having two teeth on top or not. So rather elochikom, this is what the Brisa meant to say: kol behema shein lo shneim lamalom. Any behema doesn't have these teeth on top. So if you do a shemalas gera, that's a proof to say that for sure it is malas gera, it chooses cut, or mafreshes parasa, and you have to know for sure its hooves are cut, and therefore Torah, that's called Torah. So that's what we're saying about the simonim is malas gera, mafreshes parasa. Because if the animal has, if it doesn't have the two teeth on top, then you should know for sure it's kosher. For the Gemara of a lived dog with parasa say, like, why are you semich on the teeth? Take a look anyway. Let's look at the hooves to see if it's cut or not. So Mar says, "Kagoyin shoyi parasasasa chatuchos." Now, let's say the hooves are cut off already, so you can't check out the hooves. But still, if you see it doesn't have two teeth on top, that's a right store. Ukrav chizda, the yom rav chizda hoyim halab. But midas is going on the midbar. Umotz a behema, and he found the behema shaparasasa chatuchos that its hooves were cut off. So by the gapia, he has needs to check out its mouth. Imein lo shinaim lamalo. If there are no two teeth on top, then echnami biyedua she tor. Then you know the animal is tor. Im lav, if you did not know if it has two teeth or not, then biyedua she tmeya. That's right. The behemoth is tmeya. So that's this. Even though that's not the simin, that's only a proof though whether it has it or not. Obavad providing though shiyakir gomel, providing you have to know clearly if it's a camel or not. Because why says the camel, even though it doesn't have the two teeth, still is treif. Someone says that true. Gomel nevi yisla. No, even a camel also could check it out. A gomel has these two things on top. Elements like this. Ubavad shiyakir ben gomel. That you have to make sure you realize that this animal is not a young camel. Because a young camel, even though it doesn't have two teeth on top, still is treif. Someone says, if so, lavra mat, didn't you tell me ikir ben gomel? Sahuri ikir nami minachrina. The domi le ben gomel. So you're going to be stuck anyway. Once you tell me by a young camel, you can't tell. Because he doesn't have two teeth on top, so he's treif. If so, you can't just tell me something that's a ben gomel, because there are other animals that look like him also. When you come to make mistakes and think to say it's kosher, you'll think it's a different animal, and really it's a ben gomel. So it's not a good symbol what you're saying right now. Samara says, don't think like this. The Tony learned like this. Tony Rabbi Shmuel. The Bosik says, V'yesha gomel, kimala gerehu. the camel, it chooses cut. Is who shalot b'yolamoi, she yodeya shein l'chodova malagere v'tomei, elagomol, that everybody knows that the only animal that really chooses cut, that's still tomei, is a camel. The thikach, therefore, porot b'yakosif. The Torah says, porot b'yakosif who? The Torah says, ki malas geru who? That to teach us the camel is this way. This is right to me. He have Yom Rav Chizda, for your Mahalav Zachom is going in a derech, or Motze Behem, he found an animal, Shepiya Gomum, that its mouth was like cut open, so then, so you can't tell in its mouth whether it has the teeth or not. So, Bodhiko Pasasera, go check out his hoofs. In Pasasera, Sadukais, if the hooves are split, Piyadua Shitor, it's also similar to its Torah. In Lav, if they're not split, Piyadua Shitmeya. But you have to recognize a pig, because a pig, even though hooves are cut, but we know it's treif. So the question is also, don't you tell me there's a pig? Should be other animals also like that? They look like a chazir. So you can't just tell by its past or sale, you make mistakes. So Moses said, let's talk about, don't think like this. The Torah and the Rabbi Shmuel. The pasuk says, "V'yasa chazir ki mafres parasuhu," means sholot bi'alomoi yedua. Means Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows shein lochodover shemafrisa parasuhu tami el chazir. This is the only animal. There's nothing like it. There's nothing answer the more before also. There's nothing like a camel. A camel is the only one, and here also a chazir is the only animal that even though it's mafrisa parasuhu, even though its hooves are split, still the tami. The only one is a chazir. The fikul there probably across to who? The other pasuk says, "Yes, a chazir ki mafris the parasuhu." Who means this is the only one? It's like that. Therefore, it's good as long as you recognize that this animal is not a chazir. So, if you see its hooves are split, that's a proof that it's tahor, because the only one that's tummy is only a chazir, and there's no other one like a chazir. If Yom Rechidu Chid also like this. Someone's going in the midbar. You found an animal that its mouth was like cut off. You found a dead animal. Oh no, come on, it's alive now. Before the shechitim stoma, you found its mouth was cut, so you can't tell about the top teeth. Its hooves are also cut off. So you can't tell if it's Torah or not. What do you do? So the answer is, look into its flesh. In mahalach shesivoriv. If the meat goes crisscross, see, you know if you do a shitur, it's also simin that the animal is tahor. Rashi says the Kama Forshech, later we'll see exactly where to make this bdika. But v'imlav, if the meat does not go crisscross, then b'yidu shitmei, you know the animal's tomei. Without providing those shiyakir arud, you have to recognize an arud. This animal is different. An arud usually means a wild animal, a wild donkey, some say. Yeah. The Narud is different. So if so, the question is, Lavramat, aren't you saying, Ikarud is this wild donkey, that the meat goes crisscross and still it's treif? If so, the Khuri Kanami Minachrin, there could be other type of animals also, the Domid Larud, that's like a Narud, that even though it's treif, still the meat goes crisscross. So Morgan says, no, the same tells like before, that Gemir, we have a Kabbalah, the Lekka, there's no other animal that the meat goes crisscross, Shasivariv, that's not treif, that's not kosher. Every animal that meat goes crisscross is kosher. The only one that's not kosher is only this arud. So therefore, if you know it's not an arud, you know for sure the meat is kosher. The Alamor says, v'hechi boidik, which part of the animal do you have to check out this meat to see if it's called Shasivariv? The Omra Baye v'temir of Chizda, v'chan fei ukats. That's where you have to check it out. Under the ukits, as Rashi says here, tachas ukits means a tachas etzem alya. There's big bone shekurim anko yesh boshes shekurim noisa nikra shesi v'yeshin shnikrorif. That's the place to check it out. Under the bone of the alya of the tail, that meat over there, that meat you could tell it's supposed to go this crisscross. That's right, it's tor. If it doesn't go crisscross near the meat, that's right, it's tummy. Yeah. So kids, you have three simonim how to tell whether it has its top teeth, whether it has the hoof split, or whether you have this meat going crisscross. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says what simonichaya. Tana Rabbanim. Elu hein simonichaya. These are simonim of a chaya that chaya b'chlal behema. Hilis simonim, that the same simon applied to Behem applied to a Chayyur also. Well, let's see, Rashi learns, no, Rashi says what? Chay v'chal behemi, kushihi, to aksiv zoysa chayyur, aksiv simonim basarei. But the first verse is mashma, the chayyur has its own simonim. Then the most question, no, chay v'chal behemi, the simonim, that the same simonim of chayyur, like behemoth, doesn't have its own simonim. So Zera says like this, what I meant to say was, lahatir chelvoi. The shalur is to be matter the chelvoi.